This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. And what an amazing Monday it's going to be. It's pre-debate. It's pre-debate night, I guess. Tomorrow night's the debate. And I'm excited about it. So we're going to discuss that a little bit. We're going to discuss, apparently a bunch of Haitian illegals are eating people or eating pets all across the country. This is not just happening in Ohio. It's happening across the country. We will discuss it. Harris continues to fall behind with male voters, but there's a bigger conversation to have there. Why is it when the left tries to make you look terrible, they end up making you look good? Why is it? What's the disconnect there? We will discuss it. I have a little story, a little rumor you probably have not heard yet, but it's one you absolutely need to hear. In fact, I'm probably going to get to that right away tonight. So I'm not even going to make you hold out on that. It's Medal of Honor Monday. That's coming up an hour from now. And I received legitimately the greatest compliment I've ever received or probably will ever receive in my life. And I'll tell you that. All that and more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I understand the big news of the day is what's happening in Springfield, Ohio. It is the story. For those who don't understand, or maybe you're just now tuning in, let's just discuss this for a little bit, and then I'll go into a long backstory on the rumor I'm hearing. But Democrats and Republicans in leadership, it's 100% of Democrats and the top Republicans, the elite Republicans. I'm just going to lay this out as plainly as possible, and then we'll get to Springfield. There is no negative for those people to flood this country with illegals from every dump on the planet. There is no negative. Good people like you
oftentimes get confused. I still get emails to this day, although I get a lot fewer. I don't think that's a way to put that. Anyway, I get fewer now than I ever have before. I still get emails saying, Jesse, I don't understand why. Why would they open up the border? Why would you flood the country with prison gangs? Why would you flood the country with Haitians? Why? Jesse, I don't get it. Why? Why not? You're looking at it from a normal person, a patriotic point of view. As long as you continue to look at it from someone's point of view who loves the country, then you can never understand why 100% of Democrats and Republican leadership like James Lankford want the border open. You want your border secured. You want there to be border security. You want the people who are here illegally to be arrested and deported. Why do you want those things? It's not because you're an anti-communist or a nationalist or a Republican or a conservative or whatever you consider yourself. These are not traditional Republican point of views. These are traditional patriotic points of view. Long before there was a United States of America, normal patriotic people in whatever nation they were in understood that securing your border and controlling citizenship are central parts of a country. If you are patriotic, that's what you want. Now that brings us to Democrats and Republican leadership. Just understand, whenever I bring up Democrats, I'm lumping in the Mitch McConnells, the John Cornyns, the James Lankfords of the world, Mitt Romney, they're all this way. But I'll just say Democrats for now. Why are they doing this? I don't want it. After all, this poor woman has been terrorized from a small town in Ohio, Springfield, Ohio. She needs to leave.
What I'm seeing, it is so unsafe in my neighborhood anymore. I have the homeless that were trying to camp out, and I have made concessions with them, and I try to help them the best I can to keep them from trying to squat on my property. But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. And I can't. Look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly, and last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, Noelle, guess what? It's time to pack up and move. He said, we can't do this anymore. He said, it's killing both of us mentally. I don't understand what you expect of us as citizens. I mean, I understand they're here under temporary protected status, and you're protecting them, and I understand that our city services are overwhelmed and understaffed. But who's protecting us? If we're protecting them, who's protecting me?
Listen to that poor woman being attacked by her own government, attacked by the federal government. Every single Democrat supports what that poor soul and her husband are going through. 45 years. They don't have any money. 45 years in a small Ohio town trying to get by, and the federal government declared war on her. Here's the lady who might be the next president.
Starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protected status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000. And then more recently, we extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants for that very reason, that they need support, they need protection.
Did you know that your government, my government, and I want to give a shout out to Ryan Gerdusky, who brought this up. He brought up the specific number, which even I didn't realize it was that high. Did you know that the United States government is currently flying in 30,000 people a month from Cuba, Haiti, Venezuela, and Nicaragua? These are not people who are coming over here by train or slinking across the border courtesy of a coyote, because the government has declared war on you, war on the economy, on your education system, on the housing market. The federal government is now flying them in on your dime to the tune of 30,000 a month. And now they're eating ducks in the public park of American town.
These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They flipping cars in the middle of the street. Who's getting paid from this? I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. You got a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come down here. I know a single mom that FaceTimed me this morning at the welfare office that really needs something. And it's nothing but immigrants over there. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like, we got to do something, bro. It's kids out here getting hurt. Like,
it's called the Humanitarian Parole Program. Your own government has declared war on you and your way of life. And now they're flying in 30,000 people a month, handing them welfare. All these people qualify for government benefits immediately and handing them jobs. And it's being done to you on purpose. Every single Democrat supports it. If you vote Democrat, that's what you vote for. That's why I've said many times before, and this is for every hate-listening Democrat on the show, you cannot vote Democrat and claim to love your country. I don't care how much you hate Trump, how much you hate Republicans, how much. If you support Democrats now in the year of our Lord 2024, you are an anti-American piece of filth. You are. You cannot support this anymore. People are suffering. Americans are suffering. And that brings me back to the point I made already. Why, Jesse? I don't understand. Why? If you're an evil, soulless monster who doesn't care about America and doesn't care about American citizens, why would you want it to stop? Unending illegal immigration into the country is only a benefit to you. The violence and chaos and murder causes more societal angst, and that always aids the communists. It always aids the government, so that helps you. Did you know the government is facilitating jobs for these people? These people work for less money than you will work. These people aren't making demands of benefits. They're not striking out there. They're taking your job for pennies on the dollar. Again, it only benefits the evil people. If you're an evil, unpatriotic person, why would you ever want it to stop? You cannot vote Democrat anymore. You can't. I'm sorry, old union guy, old blue-collar Democrat, old Southern Democrat guy. I know you hate Trump and Republicans. Fine, I hate Republicans half the time, too. You cannot support this anymore, or you hate your freaking country. It's awful. We'll dig into this a little more, but then I have a story I want to get to. Before I get to that, let's get to this. Speaking of getting old, I talked to a buddy last night. He's going to need some relief factor. We'll put it that way. He's 53, and he was out with his kid, teaching his kid how to pop wheelies on his bike. And he successfully popped the wheelie, I might point out. But when the bike came back down, he threw his back out. And I made fun of him, of course. And then I promptly told him, you're going to need some relief factor for quite some time, buddy. Don't mask that pain. Whatever your daily pain is, whether you threw your back out popping wheelies or you just, your knee hurts, your back hurts, your neck hurts, don't mask it and don't ignore it. Fight it. Help your body fight it naturally. 100% drug free. That's what Relief Factor is. Easy for me to say. Shut up, Chris. You take it every single day. What happens? The pain goes away. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Can I get a witness?
That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, it's a Medal of Honor Monday that comes up about 45 minutes from now. And I can't wait to do a dive into this rumor that I'm hearing. I'm actually going to tell you now when I'm going to reveal it. And it's legit. It's right after Medal of Honor Monday. We're going to go into this rumor I'm hearing, why we are going to have to fight against it. You're going to have something to do. I'm going to have something to do. And I'll give you a little background story on it. But that's coming up about an hour from now. I'm going to continue on this. How's illegal immigration? How's all this unending immigration, legal and otherwise? How's it all working? Let's check in with the New York Post Animal sacrifices are on the rise in Queens, with chickens and pigs being tortured in twisted rituals. You see, you look at things like this and you think, how could they? But an evil person who wants to tear apart his country looks at things like this and shrugs its shoulders. And you know, the Afghanistan stuff from today is actually a good example of this. John Kirby, today, he was being asked some questions about the Afghanistan withdrawal. And just, I want you to listen to his answer. I'm not changing the subject. It's along the same lines. Just listen.
Was anyone ever held accountable by the president directly for what happened with the withdrawal in Afghanistan? And if not, remind the audience why not.
We have all held ourselves accountable for the progress of the withdrawal across the administration. And it was a true interagency effort to get those 120,000 people out and to make sure we removed our diplomats and our military personnel safely. As I said, Ed, not everything went according to plan. Nothing ever does.
Hey, nothing goes according to plan. We vaporized 13 of our warriors, and then we sent a Reaper drone after 10 totally innocent people, and we murdered all them too. 6 of them were children, but what plan goes right? What plan? How could you give an answer like that? How could you, in the wake of drone striking 10 people, 6 children, how could you give an answer like this?
How does it strike you that no one is held accountable? Because I know how it strikes a lot of people around the world that you can get away with murder and nobody's punished for it.
I do understand that. We appreciate that not everybody's going to support this decision. What I can tell you is we looked at this thing very, very comprehensively. And again, we acknowledge that there were procedural breakdowns. Processes were not executed the way they should have been. But it doesn't necessarily indicate that that an individual or individuals have to be held to account for that. But look.
Is there discipline inside the Pentagon at all? I mean, maybe there are no charges brought up, but is anyone demoted or disciplined for what happened that day?
What we are going to do, there's not going to be individual discipline as a result of this, Willie. But what we are going to do is learn from this.
Discipline? Why would you discipline everyone if you don't care about America? If you don't care about American troops? If you don't care about the military itself? They don't care. So I'm gonna tell you something. And it may be hard to hear. Maybe you even won't believe me, and that's fine. But I'm telling you, I'm right about this. The people who lead this country now are so evil. They are so selfish. They are so craven. 13 Americans? 13 million Americans could die tomorrow, and the people who lead this society wouldn't shed a single genuine tear for them. Not one. They would immediately begin poll testing the response, thinking about how to get elected, attack the other side. But the concept of America never crosses these people's minds. So as you listen to American citizen after American citizen, from Queens to Springfield, Ohio, to Chicago, to Alabama, as you listen to the American people suffer under the weight of unending immigration from all over the planet, we're being raped, we're being murdered, they're skinning alive and eating our cats, they're torturing pigs in Queens, as you watch the healthcare system collapse under the weight of it, as you can't afford a home, as all these things are happening to you, you had better wake up and understand the people who run this country don't give a crap. And the Republicans like James Lankford and Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn, who help them do it, are 10 times as despicable as the filthy communists, because they lie about it and they pretend like that's not what they do. And this happens to too many people in this country. I listened to this freaking woman suffer, 95-pound woman. She's sitting there, old, growing old in her country, just trying to die in peace. And she's been overrun by these freaking animals we brought in. And of course it's done on purpose. This woman is suffering on purpose.
What I'm seeing, it is so unsafe in my neighborhood anymore. I have the homeless that were trying to camp out, and I have made concessions with them, and I try to help them the best I can to keep them from trying to squat on my property. But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. And I can't. Look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't.
Listen to her. And they did it to her on purpose.
Starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protected status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000. And then more recently, we extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants.
Evil. They're not even human beings. They're evil. Remember that. All right. Sorry I started yelling. You know I don't like doing that. Maybe a little bit too much Tongkat this morning. Tongkat is part of the Chalk Male Vitality Stack. Sometimes this happens. The days that I get up and I have too much coffee, and then I lift weights, and then I down, after my breakfast, I down my Male Vitality Stack from Chalk. Those tend to be the days where I end up either giggling the whole freaking show or yelling and screaming. I don't know. There's no happy medium between the two things. I'm probably going to be giggling here in a minute. Either way, get your T levels up so you can feel good, energized, and ready to fight the evil people who run the country, because we are going to have to fight this legally and locally. We are going to have to fight these evil people. We are. Chalk, male vitality stack, or a female vitality stack. Get it in your veins. Give it 90 days and tell me how your mind works. Tell me how your mood is. And remember, you can ask them questions. They have a million natural herbal supplements there. It's all natural stuff. Ask them questions. Text them. Call them. 50CHOQ3000. That's 50CHOQ3000. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, Medal of Honor Monday is coming up about 10 minutes from now. I need to do a couple personal things here before I get back to some emails and politics. Remember, after Medal of Honor Monday, I'm going to drop something on you. I doubt you've heard, and we're going to do a long talk about that after Medal of Honor Monday. We're going to have something we have to do. But first of all, two personal things. I told you on Friday after the show I had to go do a thing, and I couldn't be specific about it at the time, but it was a big, it was a political thing that I just felt like I should do, because there was a big meeting of people on the right talking about state legislation, local politics, how do we move the ball forward there. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything paid to go to or anything like that. It was just something I felt obligated to do for my country. But it was at a baseball game. And right as we were coming back from the break, Jewish producer Chris asked me, did you leave the game early? Chris, why would you think that I would leave the game early? What is your problem? What would make you think that? First of all, that's rude to even ask me if I left the game early. Second, I left in the sixth inning, if you should know. Okay. What, Chris? Listen, everyone was talking to me the whole time. I was there. I told you I was going to go, and I showed up. And I was supportive, and I supported, and I did everything I could possibly do. But then everyone just kept talking to me and talking to me and talking to me. And so I pulled the old Irish goodbye on them, the Jesse Kelly special. I just got up. I didn't say goodbye to a soul. Didn't shake a hand. Didn't kiss a baby. Didn't hug anybody. Didn't tell anybody, oh, I'm leaving. I just kind of got up, and I walked right out the door. And that, why do you say it's weird, Chris? It's the best thing in the world. It's the greatest thing in the world. Because, look, the Irish goodbye is polite. And this is going to actually go right to the email I'm about to read here in a moment. It's polite, but you've been taught that it's not polite. When I say goodbye, one, I'm breaking free. I'm treating myself right. Without any of the negatives that come with it. Because what would have happened if I got up and said, all right, I'm leaving. Oh, don't go. Oh, just stay. Oh, another inning. We wanted to go have pizza afterwards. I would have had to, no. I would have to shoot down all that. I saved myself the headache. You know what else I saved, Chris? I saved them the headache of having to say goodbye to me. They were relieved of any obligation, because you know how people are. They feel like they have to be polite. Ah, oh, Jesse, it's been great seeing you. Instead, like a shadow, I just slowly vanish from their presence. I win. They win. Everyone wins. This is a win-win situation for everybody. That's the beauty of the Irish goodbye. I went to the friggin' event, okay? I didn't have to stay for all nine innings. I went to the event, and now I came home. That's one. Two, this isn't even political, and it has nothing to do with you whatsoever. In fact, I don't even know if I've ever done anything like this. I have to share something legitimately amazing that happened to me, and then we're going to move on. I'm going to get to the email, but it was yesterday, and I think it was probably the greatest moment of my life. I'm not even kidding. You know how I ask, we've had this talk before about how I ask the boys, or I tell the boys, tell me something you're grateful for. I do it all the time with my sons. I've done it for years and years and years. Tell me something you're grateful for. And then we will thank God for that thing. And it does not have to be big. We've done it on the phones here. I'll probably, you know what? I don't think we've taken a call in the month. It's not going to be tonight either. But at some point this week, we might take calls. But I've taken phone calls, and there's some of our favorite nights here on the show. Tell me something you're grateful for. It could be that you have a bottle of water, something to drink. It could be that your wife just, her cancer's gone. You know, it could be something major. It could be whatever it may be. Just tell me something. I want my sons to have a grateful heart. I want me to have a grateful heart. No matter what's going on, there's always something to be thankful for. And it's also a way, if I'm being honest, to inoculate them about becoming communists or against becoming communists, because there has never been a grateful communist. You don't know a single Democrat who talks about how grateful they are for this, how wonderful this is. Communists don't look at the world like that. Everything's evil and everything sucks and I have to burn everything down. There's never been a grateful communist. You teach your kids to be grateful, they will never turn that way. All right? So that's the thinking behind it. So I'm asking them, they're sitting over there, they're doing homework. And I'm asking them, hey, tell me something you're grateful for, boys. So I interrupted. And my oldest, James, says, you. Now, these things can normally go, they normally are kind of a disappointment. They'll just say they're grateful for whatever's in front of them to try to get me off their back. They'll say, yo, Fred, because they happen to be petting Fred at the time. But he said, you. And I wasn't expecting anything from it. I always ask him why. They know now I'm going to ask him why. I want you to put some thought into it. Why? Even if it's a bottle of water, why are you grateful for it? I asked why. And he said, oh my gosh, I'm going to friggin' lose it on the air just repeating it here. I swear on my life, he said to me, because you're probably one of the greatest father figures anyone could ever ask for. Oh, I know, Chris. He's 16. Dude, I'm going to lose it right here. I don't even have feelings. And I just want you to know, I have no point to tell you this other than I'm the happiest man alive. And if I die tonight, if I die in my sleep, I died happy. Just know my life is, man, that's awesome. Whatever. Back to the illegal immigration talk, because I want to take a different talk on it than what we've been doing. I already lost my temper. I'm not going to do that again. I blasted the Democrat demons and the Republican losers like James Lankford, who helped them. Set that aside. Why is it that there are people on the left and the right, people who will vote Democrat and some Republicans, who are so weak when it comes to this? They're so incredibly weak when it comes to this. I'm an immigration squish. Oh, well, we don't want to be mean. Well, let's just deport the criminals, not everybody, if they want a better life. Remember, the communist uses your values against you, and you can't let them do that. You know, this happens to my wife all the time. Here's an example of it. My wife is Aubrey. She's probably the most meticulous person I've ever known. Details, I make merciless fun of her. When she's packing the kids up to go, not that I would change it, but when she's packing the kids up to go to church camp for a week, you look at, she'll make a footlocker for them, and she'll have every single day and every item in a separate labeled Ziploc bag. It's the nerdiest thing you've ever seen in her entire life. If we're going on vacation, she will have an Excel spreadsheet checklist on my life. I'm not making that up. She's just a huge nerd when it comes to that. But you have to have people like that. And she's the same way when it comes to parties. If you have a birthday party, one of the boys is having a birthday party, or a neighbor, or a dad, or something like that, she will plan every single bit of it. Oh, we should get the cake from here. And we're talking months ahead of time. We should make sure we get a space at Chuck E. Cheese here, and let's make sure. She's just meticulous about that. And she's done it for her friends and family members. She will want to throw the party so she can organize it and make sure all the details are perfect. She's just that kind of diligent person. You know the struggle I have with her? It's not a struggle I have with her, but a talk I've had to have with her several times. Everyone now, even people she doesn't know that well, they want Aubrey to throw their party. Everyone. Every single one of them. Hey, would you organize this for me? Hey, would you mind? And because her nature is so nice, unlike mine, she'll do it. They use her values. They use her values against her. Happens all the time. If you have a kind heart for people in a third world country, that's fine. That's good. You want a kind heart. You want to help. That's good. That's fine. Don't let open borders, communist demons use that heart of yours against you. All right? Dangerous world out there now because of all this. And this is, I'm going to turn into Dad Jesse here. All right? You really have to carry something on you at all times that will allow you to stop a bad person. These people are breaking in windows. They're walking into living rooms. They're at the mall. They're at your child's park. Yes, they're out there on this jogging path. I was driving this weekend. There was a jogging path beside me. I think I saw 10 women on this jogging path by themselves, huge headphones in, very clearly nothing on them. Please get a Byrna pistol launcher, please. It's non-lethal. So even that mom you're buying it for or brother you're buying it for, I hate guns. Fine. Don't even call it a gun because it's non-lethal. It shoots pepper balls or tear gas balls. This thing saves people's lives. It will save your life and stop a bad man so you can get away. And it's 10% off at Byrna.com/Jesse. B-Y-R-N-A. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday, which comes up 10 minutes from now. And then after that, I can't wait to dive into all the goings-on that I've had a couple little birdies that have been whispering in my ear. There's something huge coming in Washington, D.C. You need to be aware of it. We need to be proactive on it. And we're going to dig into that as soon as we get done with Medal of Honor Money, which comes 10 minutes from now. Now, tomorrow night's the debate. Let's cover this part first. First, the rules. ABC hosts it. That's bad. ABC is probably the most left-wing of any of the major networks. That's bad. The debate moderators are bad. One of them just recently compared Donald Trump to the KKK. So that happened just recently. That's bad. But all the rules are in Trump's favor. There's no interrupting allowed. That's good. Because Trump interrupting Dome was all she could bank on. So there's that. Dome is not allowed to have notes. Dome is not allowed to confer with campaign staffers. I'm sure you noticed during the last debate, that was the plan for the cadaver known as Joe Biden. Whenever they asked him a question, he would search through his very, very diminished mind to try to find the pre-rehearsed speech they tried to program into him that he could give for every question. That's why it wasn't really a debate. It was a series of two-minute-long speeches. They tried to program poor Joe. He just shorted out too early, and he wasn't able to make it happen. They will do the exact same thing for Dome. But just like Joe, she can't really do it. Now, she doesn't have dementia, but she can't do it. She can't. This is Dome.
So you know how those lids... I'm just going to speak, okay? So this is it. So you know how those lids on those Starbucks cups, they're white, right? And so if you wear lipstick, they get all over the lid. And so then I find myself in meetings if I'm the only woman, and that's kind of, and so I keep taking the lid off and having my cup out so that I don't have that big lipstick mark on the lid. So I said, can we do something about the color of the lid? So that was that conversation. Can I get a witness?
I just want you to know that clapping you heard at the end, that was Dome clapping for herself and laughing at her own stupid story that wasn't funny at all. So she doesn't know policy. She doesn't really know anything about anything. And she can't cover up that lack of knowledge with personality. It's what makes her such a disastrous candidate. She just can't. There's nothing there. There have been a million politicians who are complete morons and totally ignorant of policy positions. That's nothing new. Politicians in general are morons. But what lots of them have is some sort of charisma. She doesn't have that either. So if she doesn't have Trump interrupting her, which she won't because the mics are muted, then she has nothing. And I'm way, way hopeful for how tomorrow night will go. And tomorrow night matters a lot, a lot. And I know you're probably thinking everyone has already decided who they're voting for. That's not true. You have decided who you're voting for. I have decided who I'm voting for. Your liberal Aunt Peggy has decided who she's voting for. These debates are so critical in a general election for the presidency because the norms and normas of our country, this will oftentimes be their only introduction to the two candidates side by side. I know that sounds bonkers to the hyper-informed like you, but your norm neighbor, he doesn't really know much about Dome. He's seen a couple headlines here or there, but he doesn't really get what she's all about. He doesn't. And him watching that debate might be the only political thing he does between now and election day. That's crazy to me, but that is so many people. That's what they're like. So tomorrow's going to be perhaps Dome's one and only open introduction to the undecided voter, the undecided norm, who genuinely doesn't understand politics, policy, doesn't care that much, but he goes out and votes once every 4 years. It's going to be a big deal. And you know what has me worried? How hopeful I am. Because I am so hopeful. I just can't understand how this could go poorly for Trump. He's so on message, or at least he was on message last debate. He was on message. He would never deviate from that, even when they tried to get him off kilter. Remember when I asked him that question about January 6th? Because, of course, they have to make it about January 6th. Jake Tapper asked him some lame question about January 6th. And remember what Donald Trump did? He says something to the effect, I'm paraphrasing, but he essentially says, January 6th was the last day the border was closed. And his pivot was on the money. It was immediate. He pivoted from January 6th to talking immigration. It was all inflation, immigration. So if he does that again, I don't see how he can lose. Now, I don't see how he can lose the debate, but the bad part of that is, of course, this thing that's still in the back of my mind. Maybe that's not what the American people want anymore. Maybe we have changed this country so much, our mentality, spiritually, demographically. Maybe we have transformed this country so much that people don't want to hear about the price of eggs. Maybe they want to hear dumb laughter. Maybe they want to hear how racist America is. Maybe that's the market. I don't believe that, but maybe it is. Tomorrow night's debate is going to be enormous. I'm unreasonably excited for it. I've decided I'm not watching with anybody. It's just going to be me, the wife, and the kids. What, Chris? What happened to the watch party? I went to a baseball game with a bunch of people this weekend, and I decided the watch party's off. That's what happened to the watch party, Chris. All right. Medal of Honor Monday. And then a little story you need to know. Next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco. Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.